Okay, I need to talk about this right here, right now. Okay, Rebecca Black. You may think I'm being late, but I'm not actually being late because the only reason I'm talking about this right now is because I've only just signed up to this website. So, you know, I feel that those who haven't heard it or seen it, you really need to know about it. I'm talking about Rebecca Black. I first heard it about on Twitter and also the blog that you're never supposed to mention, Tumblr. But yeah, just mentioned it. Drop the T-bomb. Don't care. Sorry. But like, I found out about it on there, and then a few days later, like, it starts going absolutely everywhere, and then suddenly Facebook got a hold of it and shit went viral. I mean, I don't understand. This girl, I, like, Googled her, and then I found her Twitter, and I don't know if she still has it, because people were giving her abuse. She was like, oh, in her about me, it's like, I'm Rebecca Black, I'm an up-and-coming songwriter, singer, and I was like, oh, whoa, hold the phone, print the screen, stop, right? She's not a songwriter, because apparently this is a Bob Dylan cover, and first of all, if it is Bob Dylan, I hate you, you know, just for this, and second of all, even if he didn't write this, and she did, this does not count as being a songwriter, this counts as, you know, being a murderer, because I personally think this is a weapon to make people want to shoot themselves in the face. It's the most horrendous thing. Like, the other Fridays are now ruined for me. Like, the other day, it was Friday, I was at work, and then suddenly all I could think about was, it's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. And what's even worse is that I was at work, so I get down on Friday while I'm at work. So I didn't really, I'm not too happy about that, Rebecca. I'm really not. I do apologise. I don't know you on a personal, like, first name basis, but I'm going to call you Rebecca. I feel like, you know, I've earned that. And the problem is, I want to just talk about, like, this video for a second. Like, she's there running around, like, yeah, it's Monday, I've got a test and blah, blah, blah. And then suddenly, like, it's Friday and she's written all over her calendar, like, yes, Friday, woohoo. And I don't really understand the point, really. And it's just infuriating because she's like, gotta get up, gotta get fresh. And she wants to go downstairs and gotta get my cereal. Like, what the hell? And then she stands there and says, like, everybody's rushing, but she's not rushing. And I think, Rebecca, you should be included in the fact that you are everybody. You're included in everybody and you weren't rushing. So you start rushing. Like, it's infuriating. Just, you should rush. You should do what you're saying. And then suddenly, like, she goes down to the bus stop and doesn't even get the bus. She gets in a car with her friends who clearly aren't old enough to drive. And the fact is, like, there's no one, like, the front seats are full and she still fathoms which seat to sit in. And I mean, that's absolutely hilarious. So now I know, thanks Rebecca Black, I know which seat I can sit in. And if I ever go into, like, a room full of chairs, even if the front row is taken, I can still ponder whether I could sit there or not, and then eventually push my friend on my left out of the way and sit by my friend on my right in the second row, because her friend on her left, she's like, oh, like, doesn't even get acknowledged. She's like, oh, I'm with my friend on my right. She doesn't even care about her friend on her left. So that's not very nice. When, in fact, her friend on her right doesn't even know what she's doing, and her friend on her left did a much better job. So friend on the left, props to you. And then suddenly this guy appears in a car and he starts rapping, and I don't understand, and I hope he's not going, like, I just don't understand why he starts rapping, and I don't actually know where he came from. So, you know, it's just everything about this entire thing is wrong. And then, like, the worst thing is, there's an MTV, like, you don't play much music as it is, but now you've done an unplugged version. What happened to the good bands that used to get unplugged, you know, like Alice in Chains and stuff like that? They used to do unplugged, whereas now, it's all these crazy people that no one cares about doing unplugged, and you've got Rebecca Black doing an unplugged version. This is basically spoken word. This is basically her without a beep in the background. All it is an acoustic instrument, and I think it's a guitar. I can't quite remember. Just please don't Google it, because it was so bad. It made me want to throw myself off a tall building or a hard surface. I mean, why would you possibly do that? Because so you can, like, you could hear her voice even better. And she was, it was sort of like a slower version. Like, she tried to turn it into some sort of ballad. Like, gotta get up, gotta get fresh, like, ding, 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 in the background, like, no, just stop, like, gotta go now, it's Friday, ding, 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 I can't do it anymore. It's just, it was the most horrendous thing I've ever heard. And, I mean, I am having fun with this, I am joking about it, but some people, it really does make them want to throw themselves onto a hard surface. And, just Rebecca Black, I would just really appreciate it. Like, I understand that you're like 13 years old and you got given an opportunity, but I think anybody that was sane would know that that was an awful idea. I had actually some value for themselves, so please never do it again. And if you write a song about the weather or something like that, I will go even more mental. Cheers.